I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has spoken out on 23-month-old Alfie Evans of England, who passed away this past Saturday. The Pope said he was mourning the child's death. The toddler's health had become international news, and recently the Italian government had given the toddler citizenship so that he could be transferred from Alderhey to the Vatican-owned Bambino Gesù Hospital. However, doctors there had warned that while they would do whatever they could, there was not much to be done to make Alfie comfortable. The child's father, Tom Evans, had been critical of Alderhey's care of his son. However, the Bishops' Conference of England has defended the hospital, saying it did everything it could to help the child. Cardinal Vincent Nichols spoke out in defense of Alderhey and its staff as well, saying he believed they did all they could. He also criticized those who, quote, sought political capital from the situation, quote, without knowing the facts. U.S. border inspectors have allowed some of the asylum seekers from Central America to enter the country for processing. Organizers of the caravan stated that 8 members of their group were allowed in. However, around 140 others are still waiting in Mexico. Attorneys from the U.S. volunteered legal advice in Tijuana and explained to those waiting that parents could be separated from the children. They also warned that they could be detained for many months as their cases are pending, or if they are released, could be given ankle monitors. Next week, the leaders of South Korea, Japan, and China will meet for a summit to discuss North Korea, its nuclear program, and other issues affecting the region. This is the 7th summit between the 3 countries. Last week, the leaders of North and South Korea met at a border village and agreed on a number of steps in a path towards reconciliation. This week, they dismantled massive loudspeakers that they had been using to broadcast propaganda across the border. The Diocese of Youngstown, Ohio, has announced Bishop George Murray has been diagnosed with a form of acute leukemia and will be receiving chemotherapy. The diocese stated the bishop was admitted to the Cleveland Clinic on Sunday the 29th and will be undergoing intense treatment throughout May. During this time, he will not be taking any visitors, but the diocese will provide updates to his health and ask that people keep him in their prayers. Bishop Murray was ordained a priest in 1979 and has also served as an auxiliary bishop of Chicago and bishop of St. Thomas of the U.S. Virgin Islands. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.